24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Our deliverables. We are super excited to talk to you today. I'm your host, Professor Burnett A. Joseph, and I'm joined by my co-host, the global world civility leader, Dr. Clyde Rivers. How you doing, my friend?
Dr. V, I'm fantastic, man. Like I say, always great to be in your presence, my friend.
Well, likewise, my friend, it is a blessing. You know what they say. They don't know what they've done when they've got California and Arizona together. Come on, it's somebody. About to go down. Come on, somebody. You got that right. Well, listen, folks, today we've got a great show for you. Today we'll be talking to you on the topic of national sovereignty. National sovereignty. So let's talk national sovereignty today. Dr. Rivers, first let's define it and then let's dive right on into it.
What it is every country has a sovereign right to follow their own constitutions. So every nation in the world has a sovereign constitution. So what happens, let me tell you one of the key components, because we're talking everything in real time. We're not talking theory we're talking reality in real life. With the pandemic going on, I was supposed to fly into a country that I normally can walk into with my American passport. When I told them I was coming, they said, you have to be quarantined for 14 days. I said, what do you mean? And then I was supposed to go to another country, and that country had their own stipulations. And so it's one of the first times in the world that I can see that every country was protecting its own borders from this virus and people that could bring it in. It's one of the first times that my American passport couldn't get me into a country that I normally could get in free. I normally could get in and I could show my passport when I get to the country. But they said, no, it's a 14 days for you. And I said, the world has changed because now every country is protecting its own self, its own people, and in this country they had people that came in that had it and they caught them at the border and they wouldn't let them in, and this country has had no cases, no deaths. They've had some cases but no deaths.
Come on now. Now that's something interesting when you start talking about protecting yourself and making sure that you close your borders. Now, you know, we in the United States, like you said, you have, I think it's over 160 or 190 different countries that you're able to go to simply because you have this thing called a passport. Your passport is your actual key to open doors to other nations. But during this time, what we have found is national sovereignty, where every country has the autonomy to close its borders. Isn't that something? Let's take a look at that. Sovereignty. Sovereignty is the full right and power of a governing body over itself without any interference from outside sources or bodies. In political theory, sovereignty is a substantive term designated supreme legitimate authority over some piety. Think about that. I want you to think about that for a moment. Do you have sovereignty over self?
That's good, Doc.
Something for you to think about now. Do you have sovereignty over yourself, making sure that you don't have outside sources controlling you? Let's start with sovereignty over self. Let's talk about that, Dr. Rivers.
Doc, let me give you a thought first, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course.
What happens if God Almighty has intended every country to bring a contribution to the table? Okay. So what happens if these contributions have been manipulated? If these contributions have been, I'll never forget a story when I was talking to President Museveni of Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
First time I met him, he said, "Dr. Rivers," he said, "Africa is the biggest donor continent in the world." I said, "Donor?" I said, No. I said, "Africa receives donor aid." He said, No. "Africa is the greatest donor continent in the world." I said, "Can you explain that?" He said, "We donate minerals and resources around the world for pennies on the dollar. And then people take our resources and sell it back to us for more money." Now, again, if I go back to the royal law,
come on, sir,
the golden rule, the unintended consequence is one day God is going to have you take your hands off of his creation, his property. So yes. When I talk about sovereignty, I'm saying nations are going to have to look their own people in the eye and begin to do what's best for their country.
My. Come on now. I'm stuck because I'm thinking about how that sets around the world right now. I'm thinking about how that sets around the world right now. How many of us don't understand what it means to govern yourself?
Yeah.
How many of us don't understand right now? Yes, you may be quarantined, and I love the statement. Your body may be quarantined, but your mind should not be quarantined. Well, it's the same thing from a government entity, from a country perspective. You may be quarantined, but that doesn't mean you can't be productive.
Come on.
And a sovereign nation says we will shut our borders, but inside we are going to produce. Inside we are going to develop. Inside we are going to establish. Because when our borders open back up, we must be productive. We must be effective. We must be efficient, because what happens when the borders open back up, Dr. Rivers?
Let me tell you something, Dr. V. Truth of God's word, the truth of God's word always delivers the same thing. Truth delivers. So truth is not a respecter of persons.
Come on now.
Truth is not a respecter of countries. Truth is not a respecter of race.
Wow.
When you have God's truth operating in a system, you will get the same deliverable every time.
Mm-hmm.
The outcome of truth.
Wow.
Now, truth can wait a long time to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
But truth will manifest.
Yes,
so I'm saying maybe God wants sovereignty in countries to be able to value their currency, their contribution to the world, and not be manipulated because of mistreatment. And I'm talking here. This some of the greatest disadvantages I see take place from people in the same country, the same skin color. I'm not making this a racial thing at all.
Come on now.
Because
come on
I've now. Seen injustice from every color, same color on same color, different color on. So I'm just a person that believes like this, Professor Burnett. If we're gonna change the issue, we gotta address the truth of the issue.
Wait.
The truth of the issue is there's a spirit of division that will look at anything different and try to divide it. That's truth. That's truth. So nations now are divided by a spirit of division and not under and see sovereignty. Let us think about a God and sovereignty. God, the maker. Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, them and they that dwell therein." So hear this, Professor B. The earth is sovereignly God's. 7.8 billion people are his citizens. Of his global hemispheric people.
Yeah.
So think about sovereignty from that perspective. Every country has to use its talents for God. So when it's not being used by God, for God, a sovereign God can cut it off.
Wow.
And I believe what's taking place is the injustice, the division, the tribalism, the race stuff in these countries. God said, enough. You're going to have to look each other in the eye, because I'm bringing your sovereignty to the forefront. I'm not going to allow another country to send you a basket of food. I'm not going to have other countries send you this stuff. And guess what? Someone told me something in Kenya that they were looking for the mask and they didn't have any. And some girls started an entrepreneurial venture to make masks. So now people are being pushed to another grid of thinking to where, hey, that boat's not coming. That actual ship to save us is not here. It's not coming. It can't. It's quarantined for 14 days, no matter when it shows up.
Yes. Wow.
So it's moving to another level. Talk to me, Professor.
Wow. I'm just sitting back thinking about what you just said. It's time to move to another wave of thinking, because we have gotten so stagnant in our thinking that we are waiting on someone else to provide for us instead of providing for ourselves. And I love that thought pattern and process. What happens when you are looking at national sovereignty? You shut off your borders. Innovation has to start kicking in.
Oh.
Creativity has to now take flight and take root.
Yep.
So you now have children who are actually coming up with innovative ideas and ways to solve problems. Remember, 7.8 billion people on the planet, but all of them have a solution. So even in this time of national sovereignty, it's an opportunity for us to start being innovative, being creative, and being more productive. Wow. I'm just, whoa.
See, I tend to think of things from God's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and you have God watching people starve in one country and another country, no, he is going to make a decision at some point for his creation. And he needs people to obey. And see, we have to watch out. One of the greatest things that will break the spirit of greed in the world is the royal law. See, Jane Tway calls it a royal law. You see, because the kingdom of God is not a religion, it's the law to govern the world. See, God created the world. His Bible is the policy book, not everyone's constitutions.
Come on now.
Great. The Constitution. I was on Capitol Hill one time, and I love this. Someone was walking with a banner that actually said, our Constitution for this country is not the Bible. And they were absolutely right. They're right. I said, but what they don't understand is the Constitution of the Bible runs the world.
The world.
So they
say it again, the world.
They were right in their assessment that, this is what it said. It said, thank you, Constitution, from protecting me from the Bible. That was that was a post. And I looked at it for a minute and I laughed. I said, that's absolutely right, except for the creator of the world made everything.
There
so
it is.
That person's ignorance was their mountain.
Come on now.
And great that they're right, because one of the big things is this. I tell people, the constitution of a country is separate from the Bible.
Come on now.
So the constitution is for citizenry in the country. And if they chose a man-made system, they got to eat the fruit of the man-made system.
There it is.
Now,
it
when things break, like now, people are dropped to their knees asking God.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been here the whole time. He is calling me saying, man, Clyde, man, can God protect me? Yes.
Yes.
And here it is. And on Stability 360, you don't have to believe like us. You can have your own faith, and we're not mad at you.
We're not even mad at you.
I tell people, here it is. I'm interfaith peace. I have dear friends that are Hindus, dear friends that are Muslims, dear friends that are Buddhists. We get along.
That's
you
right.
Just go to a different building on Sunday.
That's and all that, it is, folks.
And now that building's changed to a digital channel.
Come on now. Come on now. Listen, all the barriers that we put in place, God has literally demolished them.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. National sovereignty has allowed God to demolish all the barriers, every hurdle, every little thing that we have tried to say that separates us has now brought us together. I've been telling people this entire time, Dr. Rivers, you know what? We may not be able to physically meet in a building, but you know what we are right now more than ever before? We're spiritually connected. And you want to know why?
Oh.
Because there are no atheists in the foxhole. I've been there several times. And I don't care what you say. Once you're in garrison, you think one way. But when you get on that battlefield, brother, it changes. Right?
Come on, Doctor.
That is the beauty of this thing right now. I'm loving it. National sovereignty. When we think about this thing, there's so much that is being created. When I think about what is going on right now, number one, each and every one of us, every one of the 7.8 billion people on the planet have to recognize one thing: who is their God? Right now. They have to recognize that right now. The second thing that they also have to recognize is what is their relationship with the said God that they say they believe in.
Oh, Doc. Have you written this down as principles, Doc? Hey, talking, professor.
This is stuff that's that download that we be talking about,
talk
sir.
To me,
that
Doc, talk to me, 360.
The third thing, and you're hearing it right here on 360, is we've got to now begin to look at our family unit.
Yeah.
Because right now, more than ever before, yes, you're quarantined in your home. But if you don't build your family unit right now, man, you're going to be in trouble. Because once life goes back to normal, quote unquote, it won't never be normal again. Mm-hmm. But once it does go back, the question is, have you fortified your family unit? So those three major things, we must make sure that we are fortifying and protecting right now. So don't waste time. This is the productivity side of me coming out right now, Dr. Rivers. Listen, don't waste time. Invest your time during this time. Invest in yourself, in who you are, whose you are, what you're created to do, how you're going to change the world. Do it now. Because there's going to come a time that what's on the inside of you is going to be required to come out.
Wow.
And the world needs the best version of you. Don't give us a cheap imitation.
Man.
Come on, sir.
Man, that's now that's first I was talking to Dr. V. He just changed gears and went to Professor V.
Now, what
we're talking about, now again, let's go back to the big picture of God. Let's talk about the whole world is God's. So what they've segmented off, God looks at as part of his kingdom. Mm. That's why he said, pray my kingdom come, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
So
yes,
what's
yes.
happening is there's a heavenly perspective and a heavenly view that we have to look at the world from. And what's happened, Dr. B, is this. You think about it, man, I'm going deep for a second.
Come on religions, now, let's do it.
Religions have created their own sovereignty.
So what's
happened is that we're
walking
sovereign.
Heavy. We're
come on, somebody.
Come on now.
So if they're sovereign and nobody else can get in,
woo!
Well, 7.8 billion people are, watch this here, Doc. I'm going to go deep for a second.
Let's do it.
7.8 billion people are really citizens of God's country.
Ooh-wee. Uh-oh.
So, because in the Bible, he calls us fellow citizens.
Citizens.
He doesn't call us fellow members. The difference between a sovereign nation is my passport shows I'm an American citizen. Okay, not my church membership. So people have humbly not people have read what they want to see in the scriptures.
Come on.
The Bible talks about a kingdom in Isaiah 9. It says, and of his government and peace, there will be no end.
Wait.
So there's a government of God. So this is why I'm a citizen of heaven. So this is why in the midst of this calamity, I'm not worried, because my government from heaven, and people don't have to believe in it. It's okay. It's taking care of me.
Yes, buddy.
So the sovereignty of nations will work for a minute, and then we're interconnected by God.
There it is, kingdom and pastors.
So God didn't legislate this country to have everything for itself. He calls us the body, and he says every joint fitly supplies.
Fitly joined together.
So 7.8 billion people fitly joined to supply each other. Take it to the top, doctor.
Wow. Listen to me very clearly. We're called kingdom ambassadors. That's who we are. There's royalty in your DNA. Wake up and learn who you are. When you recognize who you are, who you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to show up in this world, you will walk as a kingdom ambassador.
Come on, Doc.
You will walk as a kingdom ambassador. We are all kings and queens on this earth. The question is, will you walk like it? Will you talk like it? Mm. The question is, will you become who you are destined to be? When we talk national sovereignty, again, have you governed yourself? Have you governed yourself? Because when we're talking to countries and we're talking around the world, the characteristics of sovereignty first is territorial. It's territorial. Second, it's about population.
Wow.
Third, it's about government. And then fourth, it's about true and unlimited sovereignty. So my question to you today, as you're listening to us on Civility 360, territorially, mentally, have you dialed in to the territory that you're supposed to take? Have you dialed in to who you are and what you're supposed to do, your purpose?
Wow.
Number two, the population. Who are you supposed to reach? Who are you supposed to cultivate? As we are sitting in the state of national sovereignty right now, you've got to decide what population you are going to affect and impact in this world. Thirdly, you want to look at the governmental structure. There is a system that is greater than your governmental structure. That system, as you heard, is the kingdom system.
Yeah.
How can you help bring the kingdom system to the governmental system that you may be a part of? And then lastly, understanding that you truly do have sovereignty, and that's you learning how to govern yourself. I've always told people, Dr. Rivers, the most powerful mind is a productive and made up mind. So if you're going to be sovereign and you're going to have national sovereignty, will you agree to have a productive and made up mind? That's what I'm thinking, Doc.
Professor, you're appointed for this time and hour. You're a voice that will move it forward. And what happens is this. I'm going to be working with a movement to help bring unity to America.
Yes.
Okay. That may seem impossible for some people, but this is what I'll say on every stage I'm on, where there's hate, division. I'm going to say, I believe that everybody's gifted, and I have no idea when your gift can help me, because God has put gifts in everyone. And 7.8 billion people, and God put gifts in everyone.
Everyone.
I believe the problem of the world is we have limited sovereignty of people. As you limit, don't educate, don't take care of people, you are not taking care of solutions. Because every individual born, they didn't come here by themselves. They were created by God. And there's a gift in 7.8 billion people that's to solve some problem in the world. So if we have 1 million people that can exercise their gift, and if we have 6.8 billion that can't, you will always have a famine. Because the issue is gifts. Gifts produce.
Come on now.
So I tell people, I believe everyone's valuable to this world because they're a gift. That's why I talk about 7.8 billion people that all have value.
My. 7.8 billion people, and they all have value. When you think sovereignty, here are some words that may come to mind. Absoluteness. You may think exclusivity. You may think external. You may think nations and states. You may even think federations and countries. But the key to remember about national sovereignty is that it is the full right and power of a governing body to govern itself. So I ask you today, as we talk national sovereignty, what will change and adaptation look like for you? How will you produce and become innovative and creative for the next season? Because once you open back up your borders, you have to be ready to maximize your effectiveness. Wow. 7.8 billion people, and they all have value. My. Are you guys picking up what we're putting down today? I hope that every single time you turn on Civility 360, that you find yourself saying, not only did I get inspiration, not only was I empowered, but I can now go out and do something because I've seen another level. Dr. Rivers, this is it right here, my friend. Civility 360 all the way around the globe from a 360 degree angle, sharing with the world what civility looks like. I'm talking about civility in action, my friend.
This Professor V, I saw from the bottom and the top and all the way around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, listen, man, I am super excited. I know there's some great things that are coming up. We have a lot of things that are on the forefront. Share a little bit about some of the things that we may want to give the people a taste of. You know, I know we've talked about, productive business, civility. We've talked about some of the great things coming up. I know you have a project that you're working on for world leaders. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes, I have a project coming. It's called the Making of a World Changer. The Making of a World Changer. And through my experience working with the presidents and leaders of the world, I can tell you the majority of people don't understand what to do, how to do it, and the wisdom to learn it. Ooh. And I believe this information, this training that Dr. B, that we're going to put on, will cause people to walk in their number one mindset and not their number two mindset. All I can tell you is at the top of the world, they don't want you wearing another person's T-shirt.
Come on now.
Get with somebody else's name on them. They can get the person with the name on the T-shirt.
Yes, yes.
So this is a phenomenal thing to empower people. And Professor Joseph, people have been trained to believe number two in God. Their belief is, let me find a wealthy heathen and they will give money to me. And I'm saying, no. Your ideas with wisdom produce your currency.
Woo!
And these are things that we're going to, with this, the making of a world leader, a world changer, this is going to change the world because we will get the right people. And you know what, man, Professor, one thing that we haven't done a good job of, and me included, we haven't prepared our people for the top. We prepared them for maintenance, but not leadership. Leadership. We actually created them for leadership, but not creatorship. When you have creatorship, you create it, own it, lead it, you dress it up. That's a new word, creatorship. You heard it first right here. Creatorship will be, Dr. B, that's the new word for leadership.
Creatorship. Are you picking up what we're putting down, folks? Are you picking up what we're putting down? I'm talking about your ideas will produce your currency. I'm talking about changing your mindset, not a number two mindset, but going to the top. From the top, you are the top, the number one mindset. Are you picking up what we're putting down? Yeah, we're creating words. We've got doctorates and professorships. We can do it, folks. Creatorship over leadership. Are you hearing that? Creatorship over leadership. See, man, I love this, Dr. Ruth. I love this. This is what it is right here. So we've been talking national sovereignty. We've been talking about how you've got to shift your mindset from being a number two to a number one. We've talked about creativeness. We've talked about innovation. We've talked about building in place. Sometimes you got to learn how to build while you're in place. I challenge you to fortify your mind. I challenge you to stop looking at what everybody else is looking at.
Come on.
And I challenge you to be the number one. Be the number one. What does that mean? Be the best version of you that you possibly can. Every single day that you wake up, you have the autonomy to do one or two things. Remain the same or become better. Remain the same or become better. And you were created to produce, so it's time to get up off your fourth point of contact. and start producing, because greatness is on the inside of you.
Come on.
And the world needs your best. So don't give us no leftovers. I love it. I love it.
Thank you, my dear friend, for a phenomenal show.
Absolutely. Listen, again, we've been talking about national sovereignty, folks. We hope that you're picking up what we're putting down. I believe that this is one that you want to make sure that you get out there, that you share with all of your friends, all of your family. And remember this, you can count on us right here at Civility 360 to be the platform of all things civility. You can ensure that we're going to make sure that civility, influence, and action are our deliverables every single time. The question is, are you ready to move from number two to number one? Because it's your time. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you all. Remember, Civility 360 all the way around the globe. We're in the house, folks. Check us out on social media. Subscribe to the YouTube and visit the website, civility360.com. Blessings, peace, and 360 to you.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.